This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Zechariah chapters 9 through 11, Leroy presents two contrasting pictures of the coming Christ and why most people don't recognize him in either one. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Look carefully at today's passage from Zechariah, and you'll see two starkly contrasting pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ. The first comes from Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." Here is the sinless, humble, gentle Savior who entered the world in a manger. I am struck with the humility of God. When I was a kid, I read Flash Gordon comic books. His arch enemy was Ming the Merciless. Ming was so scary looking. He had piercing evil eyes, his lips curled in a sneer, and he wore a coat that sparkled and his shoulders stuck way out. He was a picture of power and authority. Somehow, one would think that would be the way God would enter the world if he took human form. He would look something like Ming the Merciless. Dazzling clothes, huge shoulders, piercing eyes, an imposing, frightening figure. But no, there Jesus lay in that manger, a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. And when he entered Jerusalem at the height of his public ministry, he entered on a donkey, the animal symbolizing servanthood. But on the heels of this picture in Zechariah, we have the second contrasting portrait in chapter 9, verses 10 and 11. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will free your prisoners from the waterless pit. No more gentle Jesus, meek and mild. Here we see the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords making his entrance into the world as its king, its deliverer, its ruler. He does not have to work for peace like the rulers of the nation today. He does not work for peace. He proclaims peace. He does not have to work to free hostages. He simply frees them. He is the King to whom all power has been given in both heaven and on earth. He is the absolute ruler of the kingdom of God. Now, Christian, you and I must relate to both of these pictures. We come to Jesus as our Savior, who humbly gave himself for us. We also acknowledge him as our King, the one we worship, and to whom we must give immediate and absolute obedience. Two beautiful pictures of the same wonderful Lord. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We want to help you begin a fascinating study of the Bible. We're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each day, you'll take a stimulating walk through a new passage and discover truths you can live by. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, God's plan for removing the most difficult stain in the world on Daily Discipleship.